I was weary with Israel and how they refused to repent and return to me. They were worshiping idols. And they had gone so far as to bring the idols, the pagan gods who are not gods, works of men's hands made out of stone and wood, and they brought them into my house. They brought them into the temple to bow down before that which is not God. And they did it in my face. And I did become weary. And I sent prophet after prophet after prophet, for they had not the Holy Ghost as you have, in order to report to them my displeasure, report to them what was coming, report to them the judgment. And my heart was, maybe they will hear my prophet. Maybe they will hear and repent. There were seasons of repentance, but then they'd lapse back into the same again. And finally, judgment could no longer be spared. And I loved my bride, Israel. Yet she gave me no choice. The sin of the church today, my bride, is in some camps, it is similar to that. But in this camp, it is unbelief. Those of you that have endured the purging time have walked much more narrowly before me, and I am greatly pleased with that, says the Lord. You should be greatly pleased also, because it has spared you. It has spared you from the kind of judgment that Israel had to endure. But beyond there is a higher walk that I'm calling you to. I'm calling you to the walk of my son Jesus, to allow him to live his life through you. For he truly is the vine and you are the branch. But the fruit cannot appear on the vine without the branch. I am calling you now to this season of transformation. This season of transformation now, to go from unbelief to belief. For you will believe me. I have more faith in you than you have in me. You are my hope in the earth. I do believe you will walk in the truth of my gospel. I do believe I have found a group, not only in this building, but I have found a group of people who will believe me and allow my life to flow through you as the branch into this earth, so that those who would know me not cannot rear and say, the church is no better than us. The church is no different than us. So they cannot stand up arrogantly and say, there is no God. They must see the demonstration of the living God through you, says the Lord.